Welcome to the Something to Think About podcast. I am your host, Andre Palmer. In the last episode, we were looking on unbelief and lack of self-confidence. We explored that we must be careful of what we listen to, what we pay attention to, including the negative talk and the negative voices, negative conversations and stuff that people tell us about our abilities and what we can and cannot do. We should also be careful of what we do, because lack of self-confidence is something that develops over time. And our core scripture was Hebrews 3 verse 12, which says, "Be careful not to develop a wicked and unbelieving heart that turn you away from the living God." This week now, we'll be focusing on something different. What does lack of self-confidence look like? And what causes it? So we talk about that, the fact that it develops over time and we must be careful, which sets the foundation for this week. What actually causes it? For this, we're going to Luke 24, verse 25. "Then Jesus said to them, 'How foolish you are! You are slow to believe everything the prophet said.'" Let me repeat. "Then Jesus said to them, 'How foolish you are! You are slow to believe everything the prophet said.'" So from this scripture, we can take away several things that can give us a deeper dive into what is it that causes lack of self-confidence and unbelief in not only God, but yourself. The first thing is that it starts with the fact that you're foolish. But am I saying that you're stupid? No. But it's a place of lack of understanding. Get a deeper understanding in terms of what that actually means is that we turn to Mark 8, verse 17 to 18. "Jesus knew what they were saying and asked them, 'Why are you discussing the fact that you don't have any bread? Don't you understand yet? Don't you catch on? Are your minds closed? Are you blind and deaf? Don't you remember?'" These are questions that Jesus asked the disciples. He mentioned something to them about be careful about the unleavened bread, the yeast of the Pharisees. So he was warning them about something, but they didn't get and catch on to what he was saying. So one of the core things that causes lack of self-confidence and unbelief is lack of understanding. The fact that you don't understand how to do something prevents you, or you're not sure whether or not you can do it and do it well. Because we always want to do something and do it perfectly. We want to do it and give it our all. And the fact that is that we don't understand how to do it prevents us from even trying sometimes. If you were supposed to ask, for example, I remember when I was small, and my mom sent me to pay something at the bank. I was afraid of actually going into the bank. What do I say? What do I do when I'm going to the bank? What are the procedures to pay the thing? These are some of the questions that went through my mind at the time. And yet still, all I had to do was go up to the counter, give the teller the slip and the money, and that was it. But yet still, I was afraid because I did not know what to do. I was uncomfortable doing it. And these are some of the questions that we run through our minds when we want to attempt something new. Whether it is that we want to lose weight, for example. What is it that we're supposed to do? What are the exercises that we're supposed to try? How many times we should exercise per day? Should I exercise in the morning or should I exercise in the evening? Which is better? Should I change my diet to complement the exercises that I'm doing? And all these list of questions, because we are uncertain of how this thing is going to actually work. If we're going to apply for a job, what job should I apply for? Which company should I apply for? If we're going to start a business, what business should I start? Is my idea perfect? Can I make money from this? How long should I pay attention to all these things? What are the information that I need to start with? How do I actually start a business in my country, in Jamaica, where I live? And how do I find customers? What should I say to them? All these questions are coming through your mind when you're about to start something. And the thing is not that the questions are wrong, but these are the questions sometimes, because of fear, prevents us from moving forward and finding the actual answer. And these things now, because of where we are and the negativity that we are embracing and the lack of understanding. The lack of understanding is the first thing that helps develops the unbelieving heart, or the builds, cause you to have lack of self-confidence. The next thing is that we're closed-minded. Because we are at that place of where we don't understand where to go or what to do, sometimes because of that fear, when persons actually give us the answer, or we actually see clear of what the answer is, it's like, because it's that simple, it is too good to be true, so I can't buy into what that actually is. And being closed-minded is not really a good place to be when you want to build your self-confidence, because when you actually get the answers to the questions that you have, you actually have to actually test whether the questions are that is actually the truth. Because in episode one, we were talking about something that develops over time, and be careful what we pay attention to, because we should be embracing the truth and not any and anything. And what actually the truth is, we can't be close-minded when we actually get the answer, because when we get the answer, this is something that we should actually be doing. And when we are close-minded, we basically would say, oh, man, I want to hear nothing way off of it. You can't talk to me. Or what you're saying is foolishness. And it puts you in a position of frustration, because yet still you're still waiting on the answer to build your confidence to go forward. But you're actually put yourself in a position where even if I get the answer, I will not embrace it, because I don't think I'm good enough. And that is a very dangerous place to be. The next thing is that we're actually spiritually blind and deaf. And what that means is that whatever God is saying to us and giving us the answer, we don't actually hear him, because we shut our minds out. We shut him out. And even if he's speaking through persons that is close to you, you shut them out as well, because you don't want to hear nothing what I'm about to say. And when you're even spiritually blind, even if the answer is in front of you, you won't actually see it, because you've already shut off the truth and shut off the answers that you're seeking. And when you put yourself in that position, how is it that you're going to move away from where you are to where you want to be? Because the answer is there. You're hearing the answer, you're not hearing. You're seeing the answer, but you don't really see it, because you actually shut your mind away from it. It's very hard convincing persons like that. It's very hard to convince me or you whether to do something if we're closed-minded. And the fact that we see the answer, we hear the answer, but we're not pay attention to the answer, does that mean that we're slowly evaluating whether or not we should buy into this thing? And if God is giving you the answer, and he's talking to you about it every single day, you read about it, you're probably traveling and you hear a song that is talking and giving you the answer to a current problem. Somebody might call you and tell you the same thing, and you're not paying attention to that, that God is actually saying, hey, pay attention to this thing, because it's very important to move you forward right now. So these are the things that causes unbelief and lack of self-confidence to develop over time, because your heart is slow to actually respond to answers to the questions that you actually have. And also, the last thing that Jesus says, don't you remember? What he's saying, that can't you remember what I've done for you in the past? That I'm actually always helping you and giving you answers. And why can't you embrace these things now? What is the problem? Why is it so difficult for you to actually say, hey, you know, this might be right, or look into it instead of shutting it out? And that is a serious question, because you might get the answer over a period of time from God, and then all of a sudden this situation is so big and so drastic that you forget that God has always been there. And these are the things that causes you slow to believe whether or not you're good enough or not, or whether God can actually do what he says he's going to do or not, because you're actually slow to actually embrace what he's saying. Numbers 14:11 gives us some insight into that. The Lord said to Moses, how long will these people treat me with contempt? How long will they refuse to trust me in spite of all the miraculous signs I have done among them? So God is saying through Moses that the people are despising him, because in spite of all what he has done, the miracles that he has shown them in their life, they still refuse to trust what he's saying. And so it's no matter what persons tell you or what God tell you about you and your abilities, there's no way you're going to believe them because in your mind, you're not good enough. And that is the truth for you. But is it the truth? No. Can it change? Sure. Question is, are you going to embrace it? And that is the question that you need to answer. So the next thing is that we have to evaluate how we actually behave. So we have looked on what causes unbelief, or we have looked on some reasons. So let's examine how persons with a lack of belief or lack of self-confidence actually behave. And for that, we go jump to the book of Deuteronomy, verse 31, and it says, "In spite of this, you didn't trust the Lord your God, who went ahead of you to find places for you to camp. He appeared in a column of fire at night and a column of smoke during the day to show you which route to take." So the thing is, in spite of what God did, you still don't trust him. And pay close attention to what Moses said to the people. He went ahead of you to find places for you to camp, meaning that he already found the destination of where you're supposed to go. He appeared in a column of fire at night and a column of smoke during the day to show you which route to take. So what we can grasp from what this is saying is that in spite of all of this thing, God already showed us the way and the way we wish to go. He already showed us which route to take, what we should do, and how to navigate the problem to find the solution and reach the destination. He already went ahead and find places for you to camp. So even though your journey might be long, the resting places for along the way as you take the journey, for you to stop and evaluate where you are and to replenish yourself and to go forward, those are already established. But yet still, in spite of all of this, you still don't trust that God is actually showing you the way to go. And this is something that we should always embrace. That why is it that it's so difficult for us not to believe God? That he's actually helping us to move forward. Why is it so difficult to trust the fact that he's actually helping us? And yet still, we still do the opposite of what he's saying and still end up in trouble. And we're actually looking for somebody to blame. In Psalm 78, verse 41 to 42, it says, "Again and again they tested God, and they pushed the Holy One of Israel to the limit. They did not remember his power the day he freed them from their oppressor." So the thing is now, persons with lack of self-confidence, they test God continuously. They push him to the limit. They provoke him. They forget what he did. And we spoke about that earlier. Today he freed them from their oppressor. So listen, do you really want to test God? Is it worth it? And by doing that, no, do you actually achieve what you want to achieve? And Jesus actually gave us the answer in John 10 verse 38. Jesus said, "But if I am doing those things and you refuse to believe me, then at least believe the things that I am doing. Then you will know and recognize that the Father is in me and I am in the Father." So what Jesus is saying, that even if you don't believe what he's saying, pay attention to what he's doing. Because there's a saying that actions speak louder than words. And if Jesus is actually opening doors for you, showing you the way, guiding you, and you're navigating life, pay attention. Pay attention. And the result of ignoring God and don't trusting him, it leads to a place where you become hard. And that's the place where you are now. Your heart is hard against God because you're not sure that you're good enough or whether or not he will help you. He's speaking to you right now, saying that, "Hey, trust me," but you're not. You're not sure. And the thing is now, when your heart is hard and you're putting God to the test and you're challenging him, you become lazy. You actually don't pay attention to what is going on. And even explaining the simple things to you becomes very, very difficult. So to close, how are you behaving towards God right now? And are you testing him? Is it worth testing him? Why is it that you provoke the Holy Spirit constantly? And the last question is, what are you going to do now? Will you trust him, or will you continue to live your life in a shell? Something to think about. Thank you for listening. I am Andre Palmer. God bless.